people like John Pintard in the early part of the 19th century. And since not a lot of facts were known about Columbus, I mean, his writings weren't available in North America until 1816. That might have actually helped the process of adapting him to American purposes.
Since no one knew much about the real Columbus, it was easy to invent a mythical one?
Exactly. And this mythical Columbus, it became a reflection of the society which chose him. So, in the early history of the United States, Columbus represented an escape from the political institutions of Europe. He was the solitary individual who challenged the unknown. And now there was this new democracy, this new country in a world without kings. Columbus became sort of the mythical founder of the country. So as historians, we wouldn't want to study these myths about Columbus and mistake them for facts about Columbus. But if we're trying to understand American culture, then we can learn much by studying how America adapts Columbus for its own purposes.
This tip, what does the professor talk about with the man?
Reflect what Americans think of themselves. Oh, there's a quote, something like, societies reconstruct their past rather than faithfully record it, and how that reconstruction takes place and what it tells us. That's something we're going to be paying a lot of attention to.
What is the lecture mainly about?